Hi, Mark Kravitsky here for Parables That Preach, a podcast for preachers. Today is Friday, February 23rd, 2024, and this is episode 79. Today's episode is called Check Your Motivations. There was a dad who sent a letter to the ex-fiancé of his daughter. He had been kind of harsh with the young man, and after some time had passed, he decided it was time to do something about it. And so it said, "Dear Jerry, I am so sorry for the way that I treated you. I know I gave you a hard time about how long you let your hair grow, how it was unkempt and unwashed, but I can see now I was just being a little too stuck in my old ways. Not only that, I gave you a hard time about the clothes that you wore. They didn't look what I thought was normal, and that was just wrong of me to judge you that way. And I know you didn't have a job, and I always complained that how can you marry my daughter and not be one to provide, yet I realize that you would find a way to get it done. I know I said many more things, too many to mention in this letter, and I just want to let you know that I am sorry, that I give you my full blessing to marry my daughter, and that I hope that you will consider returning to this family once again. Your, hopefully, future father-in-law, Bob. P.S. Congratulations on winning the lottery." It's not hard to see what the motives of that father was. He saw an opportunity to improve his family's standing by having someone wealthy marry in. But what about you? What are your motives in life? Do you keep certain friends around because they have resources you don't? They give you opportunities you couldn't find on your own? When you come to God, do you pray for things that will benefit you in the temporary, bring you this momentary happiness? Maybe you can't do it on your own, so you just hope to get a little divine push to get the things you want? Or is your heart pure? Do you love the people around you just because you're called to love them like Jesus? When you come to God, is your heart pure? Do you just seek after Him because He sought after you? Check your motives. See what they are. And maybe we should simply pray the prayer that David did at the end of Psalm 139. "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." This has been Mark Kravitsky for Parables That Preach. Until next time, preach the word.